Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Wednesday, November 28th, 2018. On this day in 1814, the Times of London became the first newspaper to be produced on a steam-powered printing press, built by the German team of Koenig and Bauer. The Berlin authorities want to work more closely together to take action against criminal members of extended families. Senator of the Interior Andreas Geisel of the SPD said on Tuesday to the RBB that on Saturday, December 1st, the new Coordination Office for Organized Crime, or KOOK, will start. According to Geisel, representatives of various authorities involved in organized crime will work together and network more closely to ensure that information is not lost. The parties involved include tax authorities, the police, the State Criminal Investigation Office, the Public Prosecutor's Office, job centers, and district offices. Among other things, this would involve more controls to prevent money laundering and confiscate illegal assets. Geisel added that it is important to show that the state is capable of acting against such criminal activities. The coordination office is part of a 5-point plan that Geisel agreed on at a meeting with Justice Senator Dirk Behrendt of the Greens, with Prosecutor General Margarete Koppers, with Finance Senator Matthias Kollatz of the SPD, and with representatives of the police. The agreement is also intended to skim off illegally generated assets. Behrendt told the RBB that, quote, "It simply must no longer be so easy to use money laundering to spend money in the legal economic cycle," and that the Public Prosecutor's Office must therefore take a closer and more intensive look at what is happening on the real estate market, adding that, quote, "That's something new as well, that we can confiscate the assets for 30 years after the verdict has been pronounced. And now we need people who then follow the trail of money and make life uncomfortable for those who hide it somewhere." According to the district mayor of Neukölln, Martin Hickel of the SPD, a zero-tolerance strategy will now apply. Hickel told the RBB on Monday evening after the meeting that the plan is to intervene in administrative offenses, such as so-called profiling drives, and money laundering will also be drained. At the same time, preventive measures are to be initiated. Neukölln is considered the stronghold of Klan criminality in Berlin, as the murder of Nidal R., who had been convicted many times, has once again made clear. The district's expectations of the meeting with Senator Geisel were correspondingly high. The spokesman for the police union, Benjamin Yendro, demanded on Monday on the RBB that increased cooperation between the authorities must also be underpinned by more personnel. At the moment, the personnel is only being moved between the police authorities, for example, from the area of white-collar crime to state security. In addition, information from the various authorities must be bundled in order to obtain convictions at court trials. The U.S. company Uber is now offering rental of electric bicycles, or pedelecs, in Berlin, initially as a test for a select group of customers, and from 2019 onwards for all interested parties. Since Tuesday morning, the bicycles with electrically amplified drives have been waiting for customers around Kollwitzplatz in Prenzlauer Berg, the test area. There is nothing to indicate that the bright red painted bikes are an offer from Uber, but the brand name Jump is unmistakable. Tobias Froelich, the new spokesman for Uber Deutschland, remarked that the company set up 100 bicycles and the test customer group comprises several hundred people. If you want to use the wheels, you pay €1 to unlock them. This price includes the first 20 minutes. Afterwards, customers who can book the offer over their Uber app pay 10 cents per minute. With the beta test, which has now begun, Uber wants to test the logistics and the processes so that the comprehensive start planned for the coming year works well. Berlin is the first city in Europe in which the U.S. company is supplementing its mobility range with rental bikes. Uber wants to use pedelecs to attract commuters, people who might not be able to cover such long distances with regular bicycles. In the U.S., jump bikes are used for distances of around 4.5 miles or 7.2 kilometers on average. The jump pedelecs have a 3-speed gear. Where other bicycles have a luggage carrier, you can also find a solar panel on the jump bikes for capturing energy and a large metal container, which is fastened in front at the handlebars. As with many cars in the U.S., the jump wheels have a holder for beverage cups or cans, also in the handlebar basket. Originally, Uber wanted to offer its rental bikes in Berlin as early as the summer of 2018. Froehlich left it open when exactly in the coming year the offer will be launched on a larger scale for all interested customers, only stating that the big Berlin launch is planned for sometime in 2019. The red rental bikes will be positioned on sidewalks in other neighborhoods in the city center. In future, Moabit and Schöneberg could also be part of the business area. Strong civil society resistance is forming against the large poster campaign of the Federal Ministry of the Interior, which is advertising among refugees for a return journey to their home countries. Hanna Hubner from Schöneberg has launched a petition with the title Weg mit Rückkehr Werbung des BMI on the Change.org platform, which has more than 20,000 supporters, including celebrities such as the Spiegel author Margarete Stokowski or Ali Khan, who started the hashtag MeToo this year to draw attention to everyday racism. Since November 13th, the Federal Ministry for Migration, or BMI, has had 2,400 large posters hung up in 80 major German cities. Under the title, Your Country, Your Future, Now, the BMI is promoting financial incentives for asylum seekers to return to their home country by the end of the year. BMI quite concisely writes in 7 different languages: German, English, French, Arabic, Russian, Pashto, and Farsi, that if one signs up by December 31st, up to 12 months' housing costs for the dwelling in one's country of origin will be provided. According to the BMI, the advertising campaign costs €500,000. Hanna Hubner, who works in PR and marketing herself, finds the posters, quote, reprehensible and problematic, for several reasons. She adds that the sensitive and complex subject of repatriation is presented in an extremely compressed way and in an advertising style, adding that it is not clear whether the poster is aimed at refugees or at foreigners in general. In addition to the 7 different languages, a large number of other flags are depicted on the posters. Hubner remarked that, quote, pictorial language and choice of words reminds one of advertising for a mobile phone contract, which is bizarre and has something derisive about it. Hubner went on to say that she believes that with this campaign, the ministry is also creating a mood of undesirability among people with a migration background and encouraging right-wing thinking patterns, and that while she's not against addressing the issue of repatriation, the BMI should have chosen a different path and proceeded with more sensitivity. Migrant associations also report confusion in the face of large format posters at bus stops in Berlin. Waldemar Weitz, chairman of the Youth and Student Association of the Germans from Russia, based in Berlin, reported that many Russian Germans who have lived here for a long time have felt addressed, and that the poster campaign had also been discussed by the board, as it is not obvious that the posters are aimed at asylum seekers, which he believes is very unfortunate. Shihan Sinanoglu, spokesman for the Turkish community in Germany, thinks similarly. Posters had also been a topic in the Berlin office, commenting that, quote, the posters come across as a request for deportation, nicely packaged. Yet the campaign, with its offer of financial support for returnees to their home country, is certainly a good one on the part of the ministry. The implementation on the posters, however, has failed. Sinanoglu added that, quote, it remains unclear what this campaign actually wants. This does not contribute to the clarification. The Federal Ministry of the Interior admits mistakes in their actions. A spokesperson for the Berliner Zeitung reported that numerous and, quote, predominantly critical feedback had been received. The current feedback is taken seriously in order to assess whether we have to bring about changes. Before another poster campaign of this kind takes place, a balance sheet will be drawn. Last year, according to the BMI, around 1,600 refugees took advantage of the returnees program. According to the latest figures, only 300 interested persons have registered for 2018, since September. The BMI does not answer exactly how many there have been since the start of the poster campaign. According to the report in the Berliner Zeitung, the posters advertised the federal program for reintegration support in the housing sector and are intended, in fact, to appeal to people whose asylum applications have been rejected and who decide to return voluntarily within the given departure deadline. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. You can also find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.